Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
So this morning, I want to talk about something. Guess what it is? Yeah, that's a good idea. A question I wonder if we ever ask ourselves. What are we saying to ourselves? Do you know? That's a good question to ask, isn't it? What are we saying to ourselves? Proverbs 18:1 in the Message says, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. The Everyday Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it, for death or life. We need to read this verse often. We need to continually apply the truth of this verse to our life, because our words are containers and they either bring life and they either bring death. And you know, this is to other people, but mostly this morning I'm talking about what do we speak to ourselves. You know, often the sayings we have are actually biblical. Do you know that? Yeah. How often we say, you know, mark my words, son. I said that a few times. You're going to eat your words. That's actually biblical truth. The words we speak have the power to influence our lives and to influence other people's lives, but has the power to influence what we say to ourselves. Who knows? I know very well that big mouths get into a lot of trouble. My name should be Petress. I know the feeling. I mean, have you ever said something to somebody and the words are out of your mouth and you just want to grab them back? Anybody been there? Yeah. You know what happens? Those words go out and they attach themselves to that person and they seem to grow. And you're saying, bring them back. I can remember years ago when my son was on drugs, something I said I regret and I'm still trying to get those words back. And they were, you are the biggest disappointment of my life. Can you imagine saying that to your own child? I said it. And I am still trying to bring those words back. And he loves me. That's good, isn't it? I mean, who wouldn't? So we realise, I tell my kids I'm the best thing they've ever had. They're starting to believe me. You know, we've got to realise that our big mouth can get us into troubles. Amen? We can hurt other people. But you know what? We can hurt and damage ourselves. That we can speak poison into our own lives. This is what this verse is saying. Our words carry life or death. There's two things that stand out very strongly in the Word of God, and that's this. This is it. What we say to ourselves has a huge effect, and what we say to other people has a huge effect. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 11. Oh, great, Charles. I'm excited. If anyone speaks, let him speak as the oracles of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies. That in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. You know what I love about this verse? It says that we are to speak as the oracles of God. But I love the part when he said, God said he gives us the ability to be able to do that. Isn't it wonderful? He asks us to do things and then he gives us the ability to be able to do it. We are to speak God's word, because what God's word always brings truth and life. God's word is powerful. Amen? And everything we say and do, we should glorify God. And he gives us the ability. He enables us to be able to do that. Praise God. See, words have a huge effect. I believe God's word when he says he loves us with an everlasting love. That woman just right there with the yellow tag. Usher. Mrs. Usher. You know what God wants to say to you this morning? He loves you with an everlasting love. Lasting love. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. That his love is towards you. He wants you to receive it right now. It's like the love is just flowing inside of you. Shifting those things you're concerned about. Can shifting the anxiety that you're concerned about, shifting those things right now, that everlasting love. That he will never stop doing good for us. Amen? The man, third row back, blue shirt, on with his phone, on Facebook there. You know, sir, he wants you to know he'll never stop doing good for you. I can see some changes happening in your life, and he's saying to you right now, he'll never stop doing good for you. And those things you're thinking of doing, you know, it's like he's saying, come on, I am with you. I am with you, and I'll never stop doing good for us. You know, he's the perfect father. He offers us more than any earthly father could, that every good gift comes from his hand. Man straight through there with a red top. Yeah, he just went like that. That's you. God is your perfect father, sir. He will never let you down. He will never let you down. He wants you to know that he just loves you so much. And I can see him opening doors for you. This father of love is opening doors for you. And some stuff's happening in your life. And you know what? God is just coming and refreshing you right now, picking you out of the crowd and saying, hey, son, I love you a lot. And I am for you. And never doubt that. Because, you know, we are his treasured possession. We are the apple of his eye. One, two, three, back. Guy there, handsome guy there with a tattoo. Yes. God is saying to you this morning, you are the apple of his eye. Every time you look in the mirror, I want you to say, I am the apple of his eye. Not to think about those things that, you know, that you think about yourself and stuff's happened in your life and maybe you've done stuff and all that. Like all of us, he's saying to you, man, boy, you are the apple of my eye. Praise God. In Romans 12, let's look at that, verses 1 and 2. You all know that one really well. Romans 1 and 2. Sorry, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind. How do you do that, people? It's only by the word of God. There's no other way. One little prayer won't do it. A call to the pastor won't do it. I tell you, people, we need to renew our mind with the word of God. Amen. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. Amen. You know, so people, what are we feeding ourselves? What are we actually saying to ourselves? Because see, words kill. You see, words give life. They're either poison or fruit, you choose. You know, every time we speak a word to ourselves, we can either build or we can bulldoze, amen, and destroy our own lives and other people. It's a huge responsibility. Every time we speak things to ourselves, you're stupid, you're an idiot, I can't do this, I'm not able, I'm not worthy, you are poisoning your very being. And we need to be conforming our mind with the word of God. Amen? We've got to stop speaking to us. Some people speak to themselves. If they spoke like that to me, I'd punch them. Well, I might just pray for them. Is that good? Praise God. You know, it's interesting that we actually have more dialogue with ourselves than anybody else. Do you know that? We speak to ourselves more than anybody else. In Mark chapter 2, I won't actually ask you to look at that, but you know, it's when the friends bring the paralytic in and they can't fit him in to get prayed for. I mean, these are amazing friends. So they open up the roof. Wouldn't you love it if the roof started moving and then someone lowered someone for prayer? Wouldn't you be excited? And then Jesus prays for the man. But I tell you what, there was people in that place and they were not happy one bit. I'm telling you, the disciples, you know, the people, the Pharisees in that place were not happy. Because they were holding dialogue with themselves. But you know when we're holding dialogue with ourselves about people? Come on, you've all done it. You say, hi, how are you? And you're thinking to yourself, gee, I hate the shirt they got on. You don't do that, do you? Oh, hi, I love seeing you. I wish you'd hurry up and go. Come on, we dialogue with ourselves. And I said, we talk to ourselves more than anyone else. These scribes were questioning Jesus' authority to be able to do a miracle on the Sabbath. He is healing a man that cannot walk. And they are dialoguing with themselves that he is doing it wrong. They were probably smiling, but inside they were saying all this stuff about him. And we can do that ourselves, can we not? But without a word. They didn't say a word. This is scary. Jesus picked it up. So when you're saying hello to me, don't have a dialogue about me because he'll picking you up. See, as believers, we need to avoid this kind of negative self-talk, divisive thoughts and reasoning in our mind. You know, we can have a third world in our mind. I'll tell you how it goes. It's like this. You go somewhere and someone either doesn't talk to you or something happens, and then you go home and you go to bed and you start thinking about it. Am I right? And then it starts. Now in your mind you're saying, I know what she thinks. And I know, I tell her when I see her tomorrow, I'm going to tell her this. Then she's going to say that. Then I'm going to say that. Come on, who hasn't done this? And then all night you have this war going on in your mind and you're fighting in your mind. And you know what? It's awful because next morning you go and she smiles at you and you think, I lost a jolly whole night of sleep for nothing. Because it's all in my mind. Right. We need a revelation that words are seeds that contain us with power. Our words should produce a good harvest. Amen? Amen. Or they can produce a bad harvest in our lives. Let's produce a good harvest in our lives with God's word. Proverbs 18:20 message says this: words satisfy the mind as much as fruit does the stomach. Good talking is gratifying as a good harvest. Our words should bring harvest. Even the words we say to ourselves should bring good harvest. And the words we speak to other people, they should bring good harvest, not death, not destruction. We can nearly kill people by the words that we say because they are destructive. Yeah. We need to believe God's word when he says he chose us, when he planned creation, that we are not a mistake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Beautiful woman there in a black top. You know what? He had you in his heart before you were born. He formed you in your mother's womb. And you need to hear that this morning, honey, that he created you, that he has a plan for your life, that he has a purpose for your life, that you're not just a face in the crowd. And you've come in here this morning and your heart is heavy. Not that anyone else would know, but God can see your heart. And he wants to tell you this morning, honey, his purpose and plan for your life hasn't changed. Even though circumstances are whirring around you, circumstances has not changed his mind. You're not a mistake. That all our days are written in the book. People, we have to understand that God has written a bestseller on us. Do you know you've got a bestseller written about you? Because that's what the Bible says. His thoughts are towards us are as countless as the sand on the seashore. Wherever we go, he's there. Just third, the lady there in the apricotty top. Yes, you. You know what? His thoughts towards you are good. His thoughts towards you are so good. That's all he's telling me. His thoughts to you are good. He wants you to align your thoughts with his thoughts. Because you don't always think that about yourself, but you're a beautiful lady. But he wants you to know that his thoughts towards you are good. And wherever we go, lady there in the wheelchair, you know, wherever you go, he is there. Do you know, I can see him in heaven, Jesus, interceding you for 24 hours a day. And sometimes life seems so lonely. Sometimes life seems so contained for you. But you know, he's interceding you for you 24 hours a day. So when you feel those lone times, when you feel that you're on your own, I know, honey, how tough it must be. But you know what? He's interceding for you. Amen. So what are we doing, people? Are we speaking life or death to ourselves? What do we say? Idiot? Fool? What are we saying to ourselves? Every time we pull ourselves down, we are pouring poison into our very being. Do you know that? Very being. You know, it's not always easy, you know, because sometimes stuff is said. Sometimes poisons of darts come into our heart, but they can be removed by believing what God says and not the situation. Amen? Literally, sometimes I have to go home and I pull out the... I say, I'm not taking them on. Get off me. Praise God. I am one of those people, you know, because sometimes, you know, you do things, you don't really feel it at the time. Sometimes I just stand there and I go, I praise God. I do. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. But you know what? I end up saying, I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. Amen. We need to believe God's word when he says we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And every young person in this room this morning, I want you to know you are wonderfully and fearfully made, that you are beautiful and that you are wonderful, that God made you the way you are. And, you know, he's placed purpose in your life. And not to keep looking at you and thinking you're to be someone different. You know, I'm my age now and nothing, some things don't change. The chin doesn't change, nothing changes. But you know what? Your heart changes. That's what matters. Praise God. He knows when we sit down, when we rise up, that girl right at the end there. He knows when you sit down and rise up. He knows. Sometimes you're wondering, you know, what's going on with life. And I tell you, honey, he knows you when you rise up and when you sit down. And for those this morning that are going through grief of any sort, he is the Father who comforts us in all trouble. And one day he will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Amen. How often we try and live in the blessing of the Lord. Well, we talk like the devil to ourselves. What we are speaking for, we are calling for. Amen? Reaching into the spiritual realm and drawing out something according to our words. We can reach into Satan's realm, the realm of curses, and draw out negative things. We can reach into God's realm, the realm of blessing, and bring out and draw out good, positive things. Amen? Don't underestimate the power of words. I was reading an article in the newspaper. It was about an acclaimed choir master. You might have read it here. I don't know if it was in your paper. It was in ours. And I just looked at this. And this acclaimed choir master, he had an aneurysm. And he was in a coma, in hospital. And they told his wife that he had 1% of living. Now, he was an amazing choir master. He actually was the one that produced Pinocchio. And you know that famous song, Give Me a Little Whistle? Yeah. So, you know, she knew. So when they said 1%, she went home and she got the CD or whatever it was and she played that in his room because she knew that song was in his heart. She knew that, you know, Give a Little Whistle was part of him. He played it many millions of times. So she played Give Me a Little Whistle. And you know what that article said? And with 2 hours, he started to whistle, Give Me a Little Whistle. And by next day, he was completely healed. Was he a Christian or not? I don't know. But I know that what was in him, what was in him came out. And if we have the word of God, if we believe who we are in God, no matter what happens in our life, we can give a little whistle. Amen. Isn't that true? Yeah. Amen. We are to speak God's word and truth into our life, not the lies of the enemy. Words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Words are containers. They either carry fear or faith. They either carry hope or hopelessness. They either carry life or death. They either carry encouragement or discouragement. The purpose of God or the mundane of life. Security or insecurity. Joy or despondency. Sickness or health. Peace or confusion. You know, if we speak words of defeat and failure, that's what we will start to expect. Amen? If we start thinking negative, 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 negativity breeds negativity. If you're around a negative person, you'll go away feeling negative. Is that true? Yeah. Well, I do anyway. Yeah. We have to realize that our subconscious mind will begin to act on what we're saying, doing whatever it is necessary to bring those thoughts and words to pass. What we do and say starts here. The biggest battle of my life is my mind, and I know that's your biggest battle because words kill, words give life. It's not always easy. Stuff happens at times. I call life stuff. Do you like that? You know, if people tell me hey, I haven't got a circumstance, you know what I want to do? I want to take their pulse because I think they're dead. Sometimes we can desperately looking for an answer. It's possible, you know, that our answer could be found in changing the way we talk. You know what, people, I'm going to tell some of you this morning, the answer's probably right under your nose right now. What's under your nose?
Mouth.
Your mouth.
Yeah.
It's what we're saying. It's what we're speaking. It's what we're believing. We need to believe it when God said he's our greatest encourager. That lady just right from behind Charles with the blue scarf, just there. He's your greatest encourager. He just wants to encourage you this morning. I saw you this morning with your big smile. And, you know, God wants to encourage you. You are an encourager. You are an exhorter. You are there. You know, you see the best in people all the time. God wants you to know he wants to encourage you this morning. He's not distant and angry. Some of you need to hear that this morning. I'm just speaking the word of God all this morning because he's not distant and angry. But he is complete expression of love. Amen? He's the Father who comforts us in all our troubles. When we are brokenhearted, if you're brokenhearted this morning, he wants you to know that he is close to you. God says he can do more for you than you can possibly imagine. It's the word of God. As a shepherd carries the lamb, the Lord carries us close to his heart. He says we are made in his image, not in the image of other people, not in the image of circumstances, but in his image. We need to get hold of that. That is the word of God. Praise God. You know, many years ago, I used to go to this lovely young pastor. Wasn't in WA, it was over this way, Victoria, actually. And I used to go and preach at his church. He was a lovely guy. And one day he rang me up and he was in a different denomination to me completely. And he said to me, you know, he was leader of, I don't know, have they have groups or leader of a whole section of people. So he had all these pastors underneath him. So he rang me up and said, Lynette, I really believe you should be, this is a long time ago, I believe you should be the speaker at this special network meeting. And I said, who's going to be there? And he started to name some names. I mean, these people wouldn't have known me. These are names that, you know. But, you know, and so I sort of said yes, but after I said yes, I wish I'd said no. So when I got there, was fine, and I walked in and I saw about 100 leaders walk in and me. And I started to absolutely panic, I'm telling you. I'm thinking, what am I doing here? And I'm talking all this stuff to me. Here I am, the big speaker. The big's okay, but I don't know about the speaker. But anyway, so here I am, the big speaker. And you know, they're all coming in. And I did what all big speakers do. I ran to the toilet. And I didn't need to go. I went into the toilet and I shut the door and I got my phone out and I rang a friend. You always ring a friend. I knew this friend would be straight with me. And so I rang a friend and I said, she said, where are you? I said, I'm in the toilet. She said, why are you ringing me from the toilet? I said, I'm not using it. It's okay because I'm hiding. She said, I know you're supposed to be this, you're supposed to be speaking. I said, I'm not. She said, what are you going to do? I said, hide in the toilet. And then she started on me. She didn't say, you poor thing. Get out of that toilet. You're as good as them. Get out there. You're this, you're that. You know, I think, okay. So I marched out the toilet. They had no idea that I was just going to run. But you know what? I got up and spoke that night, and most of those pastors were in the front line anyway, and I was prophesying over their life. But that wasn't what it was all about. I was letting fear control me. If I hadn't beat those things I was saying to myself then, yeah. I wouldn't be doing what I am doing today.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That's why it's so important to watch what you are speaking. Can you hear my heart? Because I was speaking horrendous things to myself, which weren't true. But if I stopped in that toilet, everything. I wouldn't be obeying God. I wouldn't be doing what God wants. Amen? So I'm going to finish with this. Start making declarations over your life.
Yeah.
Start prophesying. I believe I prophesy into situations. I prophesy into my children's beds. I prophesy into my room. I prophesy into my husband. When David sees me touching his pillow, he says, what are you doing? I'm prophesying. I must say I am. I make jokes about David. I am married to the most amazing man. He believes in me more than anybody else. You know, we've had some fights in our marriage, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, good. But we've never, ever fought about ministry, ever, because he believes in me. He sits in the front seat when I'm preaching in WA, and I'm the only woman that gets to preach to her husband every week. You preach to your wife, yeah. Start making declarations over your life. Start prophesying into your situation. Amen? Yeah. Stop speaking death to your life. Start calling to being what you know God wants for your life. Start believing, prophesying about your family. Start seeing it, believing it. Start believing for your finances. Yeah. Start believing for a breakthrough. I tell you, it's time for a breakthrough. It's time for a breakthrough for many in your life. But we've got to get up and we've got to say, God, we're going to prophesy. That couple right through there, the man has got Southpaw. I tell you, it's time for a breakthrough in your family. It's time for a complete breakthrough in every area of your life. You're an amazing couple, but you know what? You need to stand up and start prophesizing into those kids' beds. You need to prophesy. My children, I say to my children all the time, you will rise up and call me blessed whether you like it or not. Psalm 112 says, you will be my legacy. And I said to Marcus, you will go on with God, and God, and you will be a legacy. And I'm telling you, people, don't give up. My son's 39 years of age. 3.5 months ago, he gave his heart back to the Lord.
Wonderful.
Yeah. 39 years. But you know what? We keep on prophesying. Amen. We've got to start believing for a miracle. Oh, God, I'm not good enough. Why would you do it for me? For goodness sake, he died for you.
Amen.
Start believing for your community.
Yeah.
I've got a thing about my neighbourhood. You know, I'm just moving down my street. You know, my best neighbour is a Muslim. He is absolutely gorgeous. She wears a scarf on her head. So he brought her over to my house one day. And David said, what are you going to say? I said, I've got a very important question. So as soon as he went out, I said, can I ask you something? She said, yes. I said, what's the colour of your hair? How do you do your hair? She took the scarf off and we are the best of friends. Start believing for your workplace.
Yes.
Stop having dialogue inside ourselves about people. Let's start speaking the word of God and hope and future and family and friends. People, words kill, words give life.
Yeah.
They're either poison or fruit.
Well,
choose. What are you going to choose this morning?
Life.
Life? See, if you speak life to yourself, then you're going to speak life to other people. If you speak death to yourself, if you speak negativity to yourself, you'll speak it to other people. Let us pray. Father, I just pray for every person in this place. And Father, I pray that they will speak life into their lives. They will speak your word. That Father, I just take out those darts of poison that have gone into their bodies, Father, from other people and themselves. I just pull them out this morning, Father. Pull them out. And I prophesy, Father,
yeah,
in this place that this will be a place where people speak God's word, think God's word, love people out of God's word. I pray in Jesus' name. See, this is a very special place. This is a very special house. You're under very special leaders. It's a house where love flows out of. It's a house where people care about other people. It's a house where people care about their neighbors. It's a house where people care about another nations. This is a very special house. This house is going to grow and grow and grow. And you have a choice, people, to sit in a seat and just say, isn't that nice? You know what? Pastor Rob and Christy are setting you up to be the biggest givers and to make more difference in the world than most places.
Yeah.
You're being set up. But it's up to you whether you're going to choose to be part of that. Thank you, people. Thank you, Pastor Rob.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.